The Great Valley near Buxton is picturesque and popular with tourists. At the top of the valley, there's a large pond that's next to a former train line, and it's this that sparked a lot of interest. It's because at the end of last month, a Fiat Punto was found, and a few weeks before that, another car was discovered that I understand to be a Ford Granada from 1979. I went to where it was discovered and met David Stirling, who has his own website about the Goyt Valley. What's your hunch then with these two cars? Because there has been a lot of speculation, hasn't there, online about this?
There has. There's been all sorts of speculation about bodies being found in the boot, but I doubt that's the case. I think there'd be more going on down here if it was. So I do not have a clue. There has been, historically, quite a lot of crime down in the valley. There were two murders back in the 1980s, all sorts. So it's because it's quite hidden, but close to Buxton, I think maybe it was a place where a lot of crime did occur. But who knows? Fascinating to know.
So could we potentially be unearthing or pulling up, dredging up stories from the past here?
I think we must be. Why else would somebody put two old cars, separated by quite a few years, I think, in such a remote spot? It seems very bizarre.
So you don't think this could have been an accident? Because there is a car park that slopes away near to the pool. You don't think it could just be a simple explanation here, then?
I doubt it very much. I think if anybody lost a car in there, they'd certainly make attempts to bring it out. So no, I think they were dumped for some strange reason.
Yeah, he is. I'm sorry, and he's also a muddy dog as well. A lot like his owner.
Yeah.
John Harding, a member of the Goyt Valley Appreciation Society, down here in the Goyt today, just having another lap of a wood reservoir to see what else has been revealed by the lowering waters.
And just walking your dog as well.
And walking the dog, walking Ted the dog.
Were you surprised by what they found in the pool up above us now?
No. It's been a dumping ground for people taking cars for a long time, so I'm not surprised about that they found that car in there. No.
I know we don't know at this stage, but have you got any guesses as to how those cars ended up there?
Not the Granada, that's been there a long time, but I think the other one is probably just it's either a vehicle that somebody couldn't afford to pay for, so they dumped it. They bought it on HP and then they dumped it, or it's a car that's been stolen and dumped. They'd be my two theories.
So not an accident or anything here?
No, they'd have found somebody in there, wouldn't they? So, yeah. Yeah, you'd have to. It would be really difficult to drive into that pond where those cars were found by accident.
Seems these suspicions are well-founded. Since recording these interviews in the Goyt Valley, Derbyshire police have confirmed that the second car, the red Fiat Punto, had been stolen and work to contact the owner was still ongoing. In terms of the first car, the Ford Granada, officers are continuing to investigate why it was in the water. Anyone with any information should contact the police.